That judgment concerned another MP, Barak Sope, who had committed forgery. He was actually found guilty of forgery. And then he brought various cases before the court under the leadership code primarily. In the case before the Supreme Court, which was heard by the Chief Justice of Vanuatu, it was held that a pardon applied to sentence and not to conviction. And that was upheld in that particular case in the Court of Appeal. There's a subsequent case also involving Barak Sope and the Leadership Code, in which the Court of Appeal wasn't quite so clear, but it certainly ruled that a pardon can only be prospective, not retrospective. And certainly historically, pardons go to punishment. And I was having an academic debate with a colleague at the University of the South Pacific on this very point. And I said, if you look at the French translation of the Vanuatu Constitution, and of course it has equal value with the English translation of the Constitution at independence in 1980, the wording is quite clear that the pardon refers to punishment. And historically, from the French legal perspective, pardons go to punishment, not conviction. So that's really where my line of reasoning is coming from.
So added to that, also, even if somehow Marcelino Pepito was to get away with the first part of having pardoned himself and the others in the first place, pardons, as I understand it, are subject to review. And in that case, if the president takes into account matters which he should not take into account or fails to take into account matters which he should take into account, there has to be a review. Or if there is corruption of any sort, well, corruption would seem to be at the bottom of all of this.
Well, absolutely. The court has been very clear in all these cases involving presidential pardons that, A, the president is not above the law. And the president himself, the real president, has acknowledged that straight off on his return to the country. So Pepito is certainly not above the law. And the courts have held very clearly that the issuing of pardons is subject to judicial review if it has not been done properly or without serious consideration or in an unconstitutional way. And the argument is that pardons should be made in the light of the whole of the Constitution. And if you think that one of the important principles of the Vanuatu Constitution is that everybody is equal before the law, so that certain persons should not be preferred, if you like, compared to others. So why should some people who are convicted of bribery be pardoned when other people convicted of bribery are not so pardoned? And the very issue of the acting president pardoning himself raises a lot of very serious constitutional issues. And my understanding is that there is now an urgent application for constitutional review.
Leaving constitutional review on one side, though, because that could be a time-consuming process, I mean, from your reading of the situation, could the president, if he chose to, step in now and essentially overrule what happened last weekend?
I don't think the president can do that. There's no provision in the Vanuatu Constitution that spells out the president's powers that he himself can sort of unwrap a pardon, if you like. I think it would have to go to court. It would have to be a process of judicial review that set aside the pardon that was made by the acting president. I don't think that President Lonsdale can turn around and say, I now sort of don't pardon you.
What if we were to arrive at the situation I was mentioning to Tony Wilson a little earlier, that the Justice Say sits next week, presumably in the absence of the 14 MPs who now consider themselves to be pardoned, passes sentence anyway, and that sentence is 2 years or more, that cut-off point from exclusion from Parliament. Where would that leave us? Would that make the whole thing even more complicated or maybe clear things a little?
No, I think it would probably make things more complicated. I mean, obviously, those who have been convicted can still appeal to the Court of Appeal against their convictions anyway, as could anybody who is accused and found guilty of a crime. But I think the difficulty is that there is conflict between two Court of Appeal decisions relating to pardons. And I hope that Justice Mary Say does go ahead and pass a sentence, because I think that shows the independence of the judiciary from this executive branch of government. But if the next question would be, is the pardon applicable? If a judicial review finds that the pardon should never have been passed in the first place, then the sentence is important because they have been convicted and sentenced. The pardon falls out of the picture. If the pardon is found to be valid, then the courts have held it has prospective effect, so it may affect the sentence or the carrying out of the sentence. I think there's more complications to come, in short.